Pastimes, the Rasa-lila pastimes is the most prominent and most significant, and also for our 64-round stay, this pastime is very instructive. You remember that in order to increase the anchoring of the gopis, Krishna had disappeared from them. It also left Srimati Radharani behind. The gopis started to search for Krishna. They asked every plant, every tree, the forest, where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? I think we can understand. The most valuable of all valuable possessions is really the association of God. And that association is no longer available. The devotee becomes like a woman who once got a treasure and then lost it. He becomes so absorbed and possessed by trying to find it. Treasure again, that he even asked trees and plants, have you seen my treasure? Have you seen Krishna? The gopis only found Srimati Radharani, who had the same question. Where is Krishna? Only that in her, the urgency was much more than in all of the gopis. Rupa Goswami describes that Srimati Radharani's desire for Krishna is blazing. It's like a flame which comes from planet Earth and then soars through the universe and stretches the surface of the universe. This strong is the desire of Radha. So the gopis went with her to search for Krishna but couldn't find him. It's very significant what they did. After they had gone very deep into the moonlit forest and reached areas where not even the rays of the moon could come, they decided that Krishna can only be found if he wants to be found. So they gave up the search. They went to the bank of the Yamuna and they started to sing the names of Krishna, which were so dear to them. And as they chanted, the wide scent of the river Yamuna was blowing, spread a very mystical, silvery light. As they were chanting more and more, becoming more and more absorbed in that chant, finally Krishna could no longer remain hidden. It said he just came out of the forest like the God of love personified. But Krishna usually has a pitambara, that is a scarf. Not exactly like a chatter, which covers the whole chest, but it just hangs from the neck down like this. I know in Germany we would say stola. He usually covers his chest with this pitambara. This time, he has his pitambara in his hand to reveal his chest, which was decorated with a beautiful flower garland. Flower garland, which the Gopi said to me earlier, and presented to him. And he smiled. He wanted to show the Gopi, said, I very much care for you. See, I have your flower garland. Very prominently displayed. Please don't be angry at me that I left you. But the Gopis were very, very, very grief-stricken. They decided to teach Krishna a good lesson. And took it in the sand of that white sand and made a little asana and some of the clothes which they did not need to really. I have a question for you. Yes, Krishna sat down. They asked him what he considered to be love. After all, Krishna had called them in the dead of the night. They had left their families in their homes, and they made that meant in the society at that time. They couldn't come back any longer. They had left upon the calling of Krishna, and they would be considered unchaste at home. So they had done this, and then Krishna, who had called them, had disappeared them, had disappeared. Actually, first when they came, Krishna said, why have you come? You must know it is a religious young, unmarried girls need to marry all in the midst of the night. But can't be that you are religious. I think you just came to have a nice panoramic view of the Vrindavan forest in the night when it is lit by the moon. Shikoki said, oh, so you know why we have come. Don't tell us we should go back to our husband. You are the husband of all of the living entities. You are the Lord of all of us. We have come to worship you. Krishna again said, well, that you can reach me by Shravanama Kirtana, doing daily worship. Nowhere in the Shastras is it said that you should approach God and spend the night with him. You do your puja. Your Shravanam Kirtana, that's what you're saying. The Gopi said, oh, that's such anyway, so then Krishna had left Radharani, then he left Radharani in the forest also. So the Gopis remembered all this and they thought, first you call us, then you go away. What kind of love is this? I think you can understand the Gopis' reasons. Amala Hanuman invites us to his wonderful house. And then when we come finally after a long journey to Zagreb, and he sees us coming and then he just goes out of the window somewhere else. And this one he would be highly disappointed with Amala Hanuman for his hospitality and he doesn't care for us, that's what we are. Our assumption. So what is your conception of love? As the Gopis does, you call us, you invite us, then you disappear. What is? So it is a long discussion which then ensued, but at the end Lord Krishna reveals what is his love for the devotees. And I really want to tell this at this 64-hour phrase. Krishna says, oh, my dear Gopis, who do not know of my real intentions. Sometimes, when my devotee worships me through the chanting of the holy names, I am not present. I disappear from my body. I want to work here. worldliness of disregard of the light of life. No. I do this to get the longing of my devotee to Christ increased. In this way, my devotee will think, alas, alas, or in creation language, oh, Maya, oh, Maya, oh, Maya. I'm so far away from Krishna consciousness. My life is actually useless. By this feeling of profound humility, the devotee will burn away from his heart all the last remnants. Remnants means what? Breath. Seems to be the present is maybe not always the right way to say, but we feel fixed in our chanting, we feel very nice in our chanting, and we think that if Krishna is somewhere there, somehow, we may not see him directly, but just like we can conclude. That the sun is there when we see the sun rays, so we can also conclude by our nice feelings in Krishna consciousness that Krishna is there. But at other times, instead of becoming frustrated now, the Mahanavas can work on Prabhupada and give up the chanting, we should feel very humble and humble. And by this humility which comes, Krishna is quickly attracted and comes and is with us. This is what the gopis done. Very downtrodden, very miserable, and they went and just helplessly spent the time on the bank of the Yamuna and just chant Krishna's favorite names. So, my dear devotees, when you have today made a wonderful experience by chanting Krishna's name for a prolonged time, and maybe you have also developed some feelings of humility. I hope you have, because that will affect Krishna. Another thing which I believe we could all realize, Kirtan is powerful than the japa. When we sit together and chant like this the holy names, in the association of devotees, the deities, and all together chanting, there's a tremendous snaga of strength, of potency, of power in the air, and you could feel this. And you can absorb yourself very nicely in the holy name. There is no question any longer of controlling the mind. Let me control the mind, what is the next syllable, you know. This is close, and then Vitama gets his moment out with the voice and hello, you know. And it's very, very, very easy to be drawn into the holy name, to come into the devotion of the holy name. You must know that the Yuga avatar of this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is not the king of Japa. King of Sankirtan. What's Sankirtan? Oh, we don't know what happened. Narada told us. The even start with birth. He is the father of the sacred heart, the champion of the holy day. He used to tell his devotees, please, you all assemble at the doorsteps of your closet, and then you chant the holy name in Sankirtan. Srila Jiva Swami informs us that Sankirtan produces a special delight. Special taste is the sanctity of the holy name. And in this verse from Sanatana Goswami, which I like so much, in this kind of the scripture I hope you can hear the third time on this temporary Sanatana Goswami, he says that just hearing about Krishna and is like binding him with a thread, but remembering him is chanting together is glorification with many devotees, that's binding him with iron chains. And then Krishna himself has said this. Once Narada Muni wanted to know if he can find the Lord, and Krishna answered the two places where he is not. He said, I'm not in Vaikuntha. Naham Krishna in Vaikuntha. Yogi Vamsi Deshova, I'm not in the hearts of the yogis. I'm there only to my devotees, chant my holy name. That's where I come. I want to go there and want to be there. So, yes, we are on a temporary retreat, but we are also on a spiritual retreat, on a sanctified retreat. And that's why Jashree is coming from Sarajevo, although it was very difficult yesterday. He had to cross many mountains to come here, many oceans. And that's why he thought that today, on our 64-hour day, we will show you, will encourage you, actually, that by kirtan, or by singing together, Lord Krishna is very easily captured in the heart. It's very easily there. This is the age of Kali. You might know already. It's an age where we are generally not extremely qualified. But in this age, because we are so thought ill, really, spiritually ill, the Lord has made a very powerful medicine which can immediately get to the root of the problem, and that is singing the holy names together. I could watch you if you were chanting very nicely this evening, and I'm very glad that you could all feel this. Once the gopis came to Krishna and said, Krishna, you have said in this verse, the gopis wanted no shlokas. You have said in this verse to Narada that you are there when the devotees sing the kirtan, but why don't we see you? You seem to just say these things, but not keep your promises. Krishna said, my dear gopis, listen very carefully. I am there when you sing my holy names. But I'm there in an invisible form. So, and I'm watching you very carefully. I want that your longing for me, your yearning for me, is increased. Krishna, and we are not wanting to become proud in the name of Trinity, so we say no. When you chant, always remember you have to hold the role of humility and because of the beneficial subject. It will take us a chance to sing one more bhajan. Hare Krishna, and then we will slowly go to rest. Tomorrow's program, you will see it a little later. And you will see it tomorrow on the thing. We start again at 7 o'clock. And it will be a very important day. We will send 128 rounds. Double it, tomorrow will be like the other days. We will have one subject which we work on. It's a very nice subject. It's called Awakening the Spiritual Heart. We learn actually things like meditation on the holy names. It's a very, very spiritual workshops we have. Tomorrow we learn again new things that I wouldn't say they're taking to do. Concentrate ourselves on prayers to the holy name, on all the things which have to do with awakening our spirit. We will send tomorrow 16 rounds, like always. Those of you who want to send more, it's nice, good. But, and then the day after tomorrow, we will actually cross the ocean of material existence. It will be a very, very nice thing. We have, by Krishna's mercy, we bought a big boat. And we will go in the big boat to a monastery where no one is an ideal place because it's very ancient and there are no touristic activities. And now we are, this is a nice place, but we are in a hotel after all. And we will chant there, we will have our workshops in the nature. Oh, we have more surprises we don't want to tell them. But for now, we can just chant the Deva. And really, I thank you so much that you were. You were really my best group. You were very obedient, and I couldn't believe why he is. Most of you were observing Mona. I only saw one couple who had escaped. After chanting, we will just peacefully end the day. There will be no announcements. You know, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Some of you might like to do a regulation.